Hey there, idiom enthusiasts, and welcome back to the All Idioms Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Kraft, coming to you with another episode that's bound to tickle your fancy and enrich your English. Today, we're diving into a topic that's as intriguing as it is timeless. 10 idioms you didn't know came from Shakespeare. Yep, you heard that right. The Bard of Avon isn't just the guy behind Hamlet and Romeo and Juliet. He's also the cool cat who slipped some of the most used idioms into the English language. So sit back, relax, and let's get conversational with Shakespeare. First up on our Shakespearean idiom journey is break the ice. Now, when you think about breaking the ice, you probably imagine that awkward start of a conversation at a party. But did you know this phrase was first used in The Taming of the Shrew? It originally referred to creating a welcoming atmosphere for strangers. Picture this. Petruchio says, "If it be so, sir, that you are the man, must stead us all, and me amongst the rest, and if you break the ice and do this feat," he's basically saying, hey, if you can warm things up here, you're the man. So next time you're trying to ease the tension in a room, remember you're channeling your inner Shakespeare. Moving on to our second idiom, wear your heart on your sleeve. Oh, the drama of it all. Originating from Othello, this phrase was a vivid way to describe showing your emotions openly, as if your heart was plastered right there on your arm for everyone to see. Iago, the play's villain, claims he'll wear his heart on his sleeve for daws to peck at, showcasing his deceit. In modern chat, it's like saying, yeah, I'm an open book. What you see is what you get. So the next time you're being unapologetically you, just know that Shakespeare's got your back. Ever found yourself in a situation so bizarre you thought, this is the stuff dreams are made of? Well, congrats. You've quoted Shakespeare from The Tempest. Prospero, the rightful Duke of Milan, uses this phrase to emphasize the ethereal nature of human life and experiences. It's a beautiful reminder of the fleeting, dreamlike quality of our existence. Next time life throws you a curveball, just remember, it's all part of this dream we're living. All right, are you ready for a wild ride? Wild goose chase is our next Shakespearean idiom, coming straight from Romeo and Juliet. Originally, it referred to a kind of horse race where riders followed a led rider in a formation similar to wild geese flying. Nowadays, we use it to describe a futile search or a senseless pursuit of something unattainable. So when you're out there chasing what seems like an impossible dream, just remember, Romeo might have felt the same way. And speaking of dreams, let's talk about in a pickle. This quirky phrase from The Tempest describes being in a difficult predicament. When Trinculo finds himself in a rather tight spot, he's quite literally in a pickle. Next time you find yourself in a sticky situation, just think of it as your Shakespearean moment. Jumping back into our Shakespearean idiom exploration, we find ourselves at a foregone conclusion. Originating from Othello, this phrase has come to mean an outcome that is inevitable or expected. Othello speaks of it when he suspects Desdemona's fidelity, a dark twist, but today we might use it in less tragic circumstances, like predicting the end of a movie you've seen a dozen times. Next time you see something coming from a mile away, remember, Shakespeare saw it first. Moving on, we've got full circle, a phrase that takes us back to King Lear. It's used when something returns to its original status or position after going through a series of changes. In the play, it's about the realization and reconciliation of characters with their fates. In our lives, it could be as simple as returning to your hometown after years away and finding that some things never change. It's Shakespeare's way of reminding us that life, in its essence, is a full circle. Ever been told you have a heart of gold? Well, you can thank Henry V for that compliment. This idiom is used to describe someone with great kindness and generosity. It comes from a scene where King Henry disguises himself and goes among his troops. It's a noble attribute. And if someone sees that in you, know that you're embodying the spirit of Shakespeare's most admirable king. Next up, kill with kindness. This phrase comes from The Taming of the Shrew and refers to the idea of overcoming someone's harsh or negative behavior with kindness and compassion. It's a strategy that, when employed, can turn foes into friends and diffuse tense situations. So the next time you encounter a bit of a scuffle, remember Shakespeare suggests a dose of kindness might just be the secret weapon. And for our final Shakespearean idiom of the day, we have vanish into thin air. This one comes from Othello and The Tempest, used to describe something disappearing suddenly and completely. Whether it's a magician's trick or a friend dodging plans, this phrase encapsulates the essence of something gone without a trace. So next time something or someone disappears on you, you're living a moment penned by Shakespeare himself. Well, my friends, that wraps up our journey through the world of Shakespearean idioms. I hope you've enjoyed discovering how the words of a playwright from the 16th century continue to weave their magic in our everyday language. It's a testament to the timeless nature of Shakespeare's work and the beauty of the English language. Remember, every idiom has a story, and behind every phrase, there's a history waiting to be uncovered. So the next time you catch yourself using one of these idioms, take a moment to appreciate the rich heritage behind it. I'm Brian Kraft, and you've been listening to the All Idioms Podcast. Thank you for joining me on this linguistic adventure. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and may your conversations always be full of idiomatic expressions that keep the spirit of Shakespeare alive.